More than 6,500 barrels of ethanol, 3,800 barrels of renewable diesel, and 43 barrels of jet fuel burned during the fire at the NuStar plant on October 15th. A huge plume of smoke went straight up with little wind, which was a good thing, says Randall Sawyer, Chief Environmental Health and Hazardous Materials Officer for the county.
Did not measure anything except right close to the fire of any heavy concentrations of particulates. That was our biggest concern.
So although there were toxic particulates that went straight up, those particulates dissipated in the atmosphere and did no harm, he says.
There was a lot of particulates being produced, and we took some measurements, and there was also a grass fire going on at the same time. What we attribute most of the particulates that we picked up was the grass fire, because it was low to the ground, the smoke was coming right there, while the ethanol was burning and the other stuff that was burning. It was a pretty calm day, and the smoke went straight up in the air.
Results of the particulates and other environmental impacts of the fire that raged for more than 5 hours were released in a 30-day follow-up report by the department. Scott Lettieri, KCBS.